Then the Bodhisattva of pure wisdom rose from his seat in the midst of the assembly, prostrated himself at the feet of the Buddha, circled the Buddha three times to the right, knelt down, joined his palms and said, "O world-honored one of great compassion, you have broadly expounded to us inconceivable things which we have never seen or heard before. Because of your excellent guidance, our bodies and minds are now at ease, and we have gained great benefit for the sake of all practitioners of the Dharma who have come here. Please expound again the nature of the Dharma King's complete and fulfilling enlightenment. What are differences in the actualization and attainment between all sentient beings, bodhisattvas, and the world-honored Tathagata? Pray teach us so that sentient beings in the Dharma ending age, upon hearing this holy teaching, may follow and conform to it, be awakened and gradually enter the realm of Buddhahood." Having said these words, he prostrated himself on the ground. He made the same request three times, each time repeating the same procedure. At that time, the world-honored one said to the Bodhisattva of pure wisdom, "Excellent, excellent, virtuous man, for the benefit of sentient beings in the Dharma-ending age, you have asked the Tathagata about the distinct progressive stages of practice. Listen attentively now. I shall explain them to you." Hearing this, the Bodhisattva of pure wisdom was filled with joy and listened silently along with the assembly. Virtuous men, the intrinsic nature of complete enlightenment is devoid of distinct natures as described before. Yet all different natures are endowed with this nature of complete enlightenment, which can accord and give rise to various natures, since these two natures are non-dual. There is neither attainment nor actualization. In absolute reality, there are indeed no bodhisattvas or sentient beings. Why? Because bodhisattvas and sentient beings are illusory projections. When illusory projections are extinguished, there exists no one who attains or actualizes. For example, eyes cannot see themselves. Likewise, this nature is intrinsically impartial and equal. Yet there is no one who is equal. Because sentient beings are confused, they are unable to eliminate and distinguish all illusory projections. Because of the illusory efforts and activities of those who extinguish and those who do not extinguish vexations, there manifest distinctions. If one can attain accordance with the Tathagata's quiescent extinction, there is in reality neither quiescent extinction nor the one who experiences it. Virtuous men, all sentient beings since beginningless time have deludedly conceived self, and that which grasps on to the self. Never have they known the succession of arising and perishing thoughts. Therefore, they give rise to love and hatred, indulge in the five desires, If they meet a good teacher who guides them to awaken to the nature of pure, complete enlightenment and to recognize these arising and perishing thoughts, they will understand that it is the very nature of such rising thoughts that causes toils and anxieties in their lives. If further a man permanently severs all toil and anxiety, he will realize the Dhamma Dhatu in its purity. However, his understanding of purity may become his obstruction, and he will not attain freedom and ease regarding complete enlightenment. This is called the ordinary man's accordance with the nature of enlightenment. Virtuous men, all bodhisattvas, realize that this very understanding is a hindrance. Although they sever themselves from this hindrance of understanding, they still abide in this realization. The realization of hindrance is yet another hindrance. Therefore, they do not have freedom and ease. This is called the bodhisattva before the stage of the first Bhumi's accordance with the nature of enlightenment. Virtuous men, attaining illumination and realization is a hindrance. Thus, a great bodhisattva is constantly in realization without abidance, where the illumination and the illuminator simultaneously become quiescent and vanish. For instance, if a man beheads himself, there exists no executioner after the head has been severed. It is the same with eliminating various hindrances. With a mind of hindrance, when the hindrances have been eliminated, there is no eliminator. The teachings of the sutras are like the finger that points to the moon. When one sees the moon, one realizes that the finger is not the moon. Likewise, the various teachings of all Tathagatas in instructing bodhisattvas are also like this. This is called the bodhisattva above the stage of the first Bhumi's accordance with the nature of enlightenment. Virtuous men, all hindrances are themselves the nature of ultimate enlightenment. Having a correct thought or losing it is not different from liberation. Conglomeration and dispersion of dharmas are both called nirvana. Wisdom and stupidity are equally prajna. The Dharma accomplished by bodhisattvas and that by outer path practitioners are both bodhi. Ignorance and true suchness are not different realms. The threefold discipline of sila, samadhi and prajna, and the three poisons of greed, anger and delusion are all pure activities. Sentient beings and the world they live in are of one Dharma nature. Hells and heavens are all pure lands, regardless of their distinct natures. All sentient beings have intrinsically accomplished the Buddha path. All vexations are ultimate liberation. The Tathagata's ocean of wisdom, which encompasses the whole Dhamma Dhatu, clearly illuminates all phenomena as empty space. This is called the Tathagata's accordance with the nature of enlightenment. Virtuous men, all bodhisattvas and sentient beings in the Dharma ending age, should at no time give rise to deluded thoughts. Yet when their deluded minds arise, they should not extinguish them. In the midst of deluded concepts, they should not add discriminations. Amidst non-discrimination, they should not distinguish true reality. If sentient beings, upon hearing this Dharma method, believe in, understand, accept, and uphold it, and do not generate alarm and fear, they are in accordance with the nature of enlightenment. Virtuous men, you should know that these sentient beings have made offerings to hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddhas and great bodhisattvas as innumerable as the grains of sand of the Ganges, and have planted the roots of all merits. I say that such people will accomplish the Buddha's wisdom of all aspects. At that time, the world honored one, wishing to clarify his meaning, proclaimed these gathas. Pure wisdom, you should know that the nature of perfect Bodhi is without attainment or actualization. It is without bodhisattvas or sentient beings. However, when there is enlightenment and unenlightenment, there are distinct progressive stages. Sentient beings are obstructed by understanding. Bodhisattvas before the first Bhuni have not left behind realization. Once they enter the first Bhuni, there is permanent quiescent extinction with no abidance in any form. Great enlightenment, being complete, is called pervasive accordance. If sentient beings in the Dharma ending age do not give rise to deluded thoughts, the Buddha says that they are bodhisattvas in this very lifetime. Having made offerings to countless Buddhas as innumerable as the sands of the Ganges, their merits are perfected. Though expedients are many, all are called in accordance with wisdom.